There is a huge variety of good bands in the Valley. One of them joined us in studio. It's Sister Lip, an all-female group that's hard to categorize.
Hello, we're Sister Lip. My name is Cassidy, and I play the guitar, and I'm the lead singer.
My name is Emily, and I play bass.
My name's Ariel, and I play drums.
My name's Jenny, and I play piano.
It was hard because we wanted, what we want is an album. We want to make an album, but this is our EP. It's our welcome, it's our hello, and we wanted to give a good range of what we are, like the rock all the way to the like really jazzy, really rock, and like everything in between. So I think it was hard to choose. Like, I lost some of my favorite songs off of it because they sounded too much like the other songs, which would have been great for an album, but not so great for an EP. Around my throat, those
words you wrote are too cold for me. We all have, like, different styles. Like, Ariel, when we met you, you were a little more punky.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, you can't take the city out of the girl, but you can take the girl out of the city. Like, stuff like that, like country, whatever it is. We all kind of have that where, like, we had a thing before and you can't take us out of that, but we've kind of put ourselves into something new.
We don't want our sound to be the same in every song. So I think that's why we're, like, we always like to take our time and be like, let's really think about what we could do to make this song different from our other songs. So as far as, like...
But still, like, when people hear it, they'll still know it's us, but, like, it's not similar, but they'll know.
It's all the same vibe.
The same vibe.
Which way to go? Take my hand and we'll go for a ride, you say. 2 weeks and change of the things we can do.
Do people have different expectations, the fact that this is a female band? Do they expect you to sound a certain way? And how often do you dash their hopes?
We dash their hopes very often. This is Jenny, by the way. We get a lot of people thinking we're punk bands just because the all-girl thing happens, I think, in Arizona at least more in the punk scene than it does anywhere else. I think it's shocking when people find out that we're more like on the rock or blues or jazz side, whatever they decide we are at the end of the show. We get almost all of the time when we play in a new place, someone being like, oh, God, I saw you guys and I just didn't expect you to be very good, but you guys are actually really good. Wow. You guys are really good for girls. Like, for girls, you can play.
You really hear that?
Yeah, more often than you'd think.
Now, you guys are not easy to define in terms of what your music is, so how would you define it? How many different words would you use?
We normally say, like, blues, spirit of jazz, like, because a lot of our chord changes are very jazzy, and we do take, like, solos, I scat, and...
Then you add rock in there so people show up.
Look down at my hands for the filth from man after man. How much time it took, a lesson learned, learn on my own.
Let's talk a little bit about your inspirations. When we talked about the different types of music you like, a couple of favorite bands from each of you, but that sort of theme.
Jeff Buckley is my man, but I also really listen to anything. Like, I could listen to Black Sabbath and I can listen to Nina Simone. Like, I also sing in a jazz combo at school, so just to, like, keep that vibe with this band and also, like, bring in the rock.
This is Emily. I love listening to old-timey music. I love 70s, 60s rock and roll.
For some of us, that's not old-timey, Emily. So.
Before that. Sorry. I love Buddy Miles. I love Etta James. She really gets me, or I really get her.
My favorite band would be Tegan and Sarah, and this dude from New York, Ryan Starr, Crash Kings, Banana Gun, they're local, and...
Say it. We know you want to say it.
Taylor Swift. I'm just going to say it. Jenny?
This is Jenny. I really love Regina Spektor. She was like my first influence. She went to the same college I went to. I played all the pianos just in case she touched them. She's awesome. I love Elton John, Billy Joel. I listen to a lot of piano music, so I mostly am influenced by that. I really like Ben Folds. I've been listening to a lot more jazz lately, especially with this band. It's kind of opened up my mind to a lot of that stuff.
I will walk, there's only one light shining, all the trees blocking out the moon. No more cups of tea at the bottom, your honey, it's not sweet, no, just think it's far.
Do you feel inspired by the local music scene? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, is there, okay, so it's out, okay.
People give it a bad rap because it's kind of sectioned off. But once you get in it, you almost realize that it just looks that way from the outside. There's a lot of family and a lot of nice stuff going on in there.
There are so many creative people making music in Phoenix, and we are so lucky to be friends with a number of them. And when we were had a residency at Long Wong's in Tempe, a number of bands that we've grown to love played with us there or have started off there or created bands through that place, and it was great for us to meet these fantastic musicians.
One, two, three, four.
That's Sister Lib. The band is releasing its new album, Thanks for the Mondays, tonight and tomorrow at Tempe's Sail Inn.